This is Natalie Hutchison with UN News. A dusty, dry, and conflict-affected area in the far north region of Cameroon has been turned into a land of hope, according to a mentor for people displaced by the activities of terrorists in the West African country. The small plot of land next to Kurgi Town was once a no-go area due to the presence of militia associated with the outlawed Boko Haram group. Now it has been transformed by local and internally displaced people into a productive garden providing food to the community and an income to the participants. Ibrahim Jagra supports the internally displaced people in the garden, which has been funded in part by the UN Development Program. He spoke to UN News' Daniel Dickinson as the harvest of fruit and vegetables took place.
My name is Ibrahim Jagra. I'm a peace activist working with the UN system here in far north region of Cameroon, especially with UNDP. We mentor so many IDPs and host people to give them hope. We're working with them to develop the opportunity that can help them to have a livelihood and to support their families, especially this woman, my sister, Mama Hamidou. She is an IDP. We start to work with her since 3 years now. We mentor her to put in place a small business that can help him. We can help her. You see, this is the field that we mentor with all of them.
Can you describe where we are and what's happening here?
We are here in Kurgi, and this is IDP's field. And sometimes this place is considered like no man's land, because even the community cannot come here to make the activities like that, to make a farm, because there is so many people are very, very afraid about the attacks of Boko Haram. And even around here, there is a military checkpoint to block the people to enter, to access for this place. But today, this no man's land, this place of terror, have been transformed for the land of hope.
Can you describe the farm, how it looks in front of us?
Yeah, there is so many kind of vegetable here in this farm. There is onions, salads, so many tomatoes, and here is corn. It is a various vegetable that exist here.
What strikes me is that it's incredibly green. We're surrounded by Sahelian bush, which is very sandy and very dry, and suddenly we're in an oasis.
Yeah, when you see this farm and when you see this place, it's a Sahelian place. The generosity of these people, these great people, especially IDPs and host people, put in place this kind of initiative to give the green vision of the life. And here, this farm is a bio farm. There is not fertilizer and chemical fertilizer.
And why is it important to bring people together?
Bringing people together is to give cohesion and social hope for all this community who have been suffering about the problem of crisis of Boko Haram. Because, you know, Boko Haram is the most terror group around the world, and especially this town have been suffering. This is why we work with support with UNDP and so many partners to develop this kind of initiative that can put people together to have a social cohesion, tolerance, and living together.
Is it working?
Yeah, it's very, very working, because, with this kind of initiative, they get hope, and now they get they have developed the initiative. See this. It is 2 hectares, and maybe after this session, they can get even $5,000 or $6,000. And it is very important for them to get hope.